Hi, my name's Aaron, and I'll be reading chapter 16. A rabbit will grieve the loss of a mate. The night after supper, I went to Owen's room. Can you help me with something? I need to find out someone's phone number, and they haven't lived here very long. He looked up from his homework. Can't you just ask them? I shook my head. Please don't ask me any more questions. Okay, well, if they have a landline, we can probably look it up online. For once, I was glad for their miserable cell phone service in the mountains. Most people still had landlines at home because they were more predictable. As Owen opened his laptop, I pulled the napkin out of my pocket. All I have is a last name and the street they live on. I tried to act normal, though my insides were exploding into sharp pieces. They moved here over the summer. Owen looked at the napkin. What's this about, Em? I swallowed hard. It's just that something that came up at school. I need to ask someone a question. It was pretty clear that I wasn't telling him everything, but telling the truth isn't always as simple as in two truths and a lie. Sometimes the whole truth is just too much to say at once. I might even be able to find out a first name for you, Owen said. No guarantees, though. That's okay, I said quickly. If you give me the phone number, I'll take it from there. While Owen searched online, I looked around me. His room had changed, but he still had a Lego boat we built together on his shelf. It made me happy to see it there, like maybe he still cared about it. I wish I had thought to show it to Jack. He probably would have liked it, even if it wasn't as impressive as his dinosaur skeleton. Maybe I could invite him over again, but if I did, what would that mean? Working on an assignment together was one thing, but hanging out was another. And school seemed to have a lot of social rules that I didn't know. Owen wrote a phone number at the bottom of a napkin. Try this one, Em. If it's not right, come back and I'll keep looking. Thanks. I started to go, but I paused in the doorway. Owen? He looked up from his textbook. Why do you keep that old Lego boat? I blurted out the question fast before I could even change my mind. The Lego boat? He looked up at his shelf. I don't know. I just liked it. We worked hard on it, and I like to remember us putting it together. It was fun, remember? I nodded. You aren't afraid your friends will make fun of you if they saw it? He shrugged. A little teasing would be okay, but a real friend would see that it mattered to me. I sighed. That kind of friend is hard to find. Yes, and you have to be that kind of friend back, Owen said. It works both ways, so you always have to be the friend you want to have. I opened my mouth to say, I have been, but then I sucked my bottom lip. Had I really? Owen grinned. Hey, Em, this might sound silly, but let's make another big Lego project together after soccer's done and things aren't so busy. I liked that. Part of me doubted it would ever happen. After soccer, there would probably be something else. But even so, knowing that he wanted to do something with me filled that empty space inside of me. I wish I could tell him the real reason for the phone number, but if I told him, I would have to call. And I wasn't ready. Back in my room, I told myself it was too late. Maybe the family had little kids who were in bed. I'd have more time on the weekend. I should practice my reveals first. I needed to get my props together. But deep inside, I knew timing wasn't the problem. Every time I looked at Lappy hopping around my feet, chinning everything in sight, I didn't want to call. I'd rescued Lappy, but now I needed him to rescue me. I needed him to be there when I got home from school. I needed him to love me best. And I needed to believe that Pepere had sent him to bring me rabbit magic. Or maybe that was just wishing. Maybe there was no rabbit magic. Maybe Lappy was just someone else's stray pet, and I was just a weird girl that no one wanted for her best friend. I put that slip of paper with the name and address with the cue cards at the very back of my assignment notebook. And then I closed it tight.